Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 15th of June, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights, and my goodness, well, this has been a day for the bulls. Asian stock markets are strong, European stock markets are even stronger, and Wall Street closed with pretty well the best gains of all in here today, at least among the bigger markets. Now, why was that? Well, first, stock markets. Well, let me run through the reviews. Bond markets were soft, the metal markets were strong, and natural gas was strong again today. The dollar looks like it was a little bit easier in here. Okay, why were stock markets strong? Mainly because they have fallen very, very steeply. Sentiment had become a bit panicky. And so they were oversold in the short term. So they were due for a bit of a technical rebound. And I hope you saw my comments on stock markets yesterday. I'm referring, of course, to the feature article and comment of the day. Okay, then today, Ben Bernanke, who is speaking, and you know we've been getting some pretty militant comments from central bank, hawkish comments from central bankers, reminding people of that old Soviet saying that anyone with a hammer thinks that everything he sees is a nail. And so they were leaning on the markets, taking a tough stance on inflation. I'd commented on that earlier on, as you know. And Bernanke's come out today with what's a comparatively dovish stance. You'll be able to read it. I've posted it in comment of the day, but kind of taking the line that inflationary pressures are building because of, or will go up because of the high energy prices, but that that will be a drag on economic growth. And so hedging his bets in here a little bit, softening the message. And the stock market loved it. Now, where are these markets going? Well, I think we're rallying up into a little bit of right-hand extension as part of that overall type 2 top formation characteristic, a little bit more right-hand extension in here. And I've said that it would be hard for stock markets and also the precious metal markets to sustain a strong rally, but I think particularly for the stock markets, because there would be selling pressure overhead from stale bulls. Stale bulls are people who bought higher and or have seen a big profit erosion, and they didn't have a chance to get out as markets came down very quickly, and that was frightening, and so they see markets bounce, and they wouldn't mind lightening those positions into the strength. And when you get a burst of strength like this in here today, it's mainly short covering. So once the short covering is out of the way, and against this type of environment, as I said yesterday, I felt that the people with the cash would be in no great hurry. So the new money coming in is not likely to be all that great, and it will encounter that stale bull liquidation that I've already mentioned. So that's a recipe for relatively quite short-term rallies, a few days, and then I think you get some ranging and backing and filling. But I do maintain, as I said yesterday, that stock markets have seen the worst of the selling. And I did qualify that by saying unless central banks were, well, just unconscionable in their actions. In other words, being very, very tough overall. Now, some people expect that. I don't. Overall, I don't think there's that great a need for that type of action. A lot of people are surprised at the current inflation data. It will not be any surprise to veteran subscribers because I've been talking for 5 years about how central banks were sowing the seeds of inflation and it would pick up very gradually But it wouldn't become a big problem anytime soon, and there would be ebbs and flows. In other words, it would subside, but we were in a long-term inflationary cycle. So I maintain that view that central banks will try to knock it back a bit, but they're more concerned about slumping economies. At least the Fed will certainly be in that position, and I think most other central banks will as well. If one takes a harder line, that it would likely be the ECB. Now, so how do we actually play it in here? Well, gently, I would suggest. And incidentally, I'm not going to be doing anything. I am more in here. I'm trying to resist trading opportunities, and there are always trading opportunities, and I do a fair amount of that. But with the fact that I'm going into the hospital on Monday a week, I really don't want to be building up positions in the market. I'm content to hold what I have, but I don't want to be building up positions in the market before I go into hospital and we'll be off for away from the markets for at least a week. Okay, now, so other than myself, I mean, how does one play it in here right now? Well, I did say gently. My view overall is that if one were to open new equity positions in some of these markets that have taken quite considerable hits, where valuations have clearly improved quite considerably, if one were to do that, there would be quite a high risk that you'd be disappointed over the next few weeks. But I do feel that a year from now, you'd be certainly reasonably satisfied with those positions. And in 2 years from now, I think you'd be quite satisfied with those positions. I think it's a question of whether or not we're going to see a better buying opportunity, say in September or October, and I think we probably will. And I'll hold off on that basis, not just because of the operation. Now, the same thing would apply to precious metals. I'd mentioned that they'd come back to a buying area. I mentioned 2 days ago that the action was climactic. And you can see that on the charts. It's not that subjective a comment. I mean, on Tuesday, the precious metals just went into free fall, as did a number of the industrial metals. That created quite an oversold condition, and so we're seeing a rebound. I don't think there's as much stale bull or as many stale bull positions around in the metals as there probably are in stock markets. That's just a hunch. I haven't got any empirical evidence to back that view. And I do not think that anybody who holds precious metals need worry overly about those positions, although it's been a stressful ride recently, and we've all felt that, or at least those of us who've had positions in the sector. And what else to mention? Industrial metals. Some backwardation's increasing in here. Nickels, I noticed in particular today, really quite strong. I think it was $835. Dollars, and there's a shortage of nickel right now, so we shouldn't think that this is just hedge fund activity that's been driving up these metal prices. And then demand from China remains very, very robust, as you know. Okay, and what else? Natural gas. Well, the follow-through today, given yesterday's upward dynamic, is quite bullish. So we've seen natural gas go from $6 to over $7 in here today. And the risk, I suspect, is that it may to and fro in further base building and development. That's kind of the script that I'd envisaged and budgeted for in terms of my own actual trading. But as you know, this is the hurricane season, and all it will take is one of those four or five category hurricanes heading towards the Gulf of Mexico. That may not happen, but if it starts to head towards the production facilities in the Gulf of Mexico, then well, judging from last year, natural gas would go berserk. I think today there was some favorable news that on the weekly announcement of the supplies, they weren't as high as the market had actually been forecasting. So maybe some people are just building up their reserves here just in case. And I think that's about it. But yet another dramatic day. I do think probably most things, at any rate, say stock markets and metals and so on, will probably quiet down before too long. But well, we'll see, as they say. Meanwhile, all the best.